Eastside mayor has directed a lot of fire at Jasper last week, but he said he has a thick skin. The bottom line is, he said he wanted to talk to them about some interlocal agreements on sheriff's services.
I think the law is very, very clear. It says the mayor of every municipality is to arrange to keep the peace and arrange for law enforcement. We don't have any agreements. Camas and Park City both have police departments. The others don't. And the law requires them, the mayors, to do something. And so I think it would have been worthwhile to sit down and talk about what the options might be. I understand that the small cities like Hennifer, they don't have a lot of money. And this is mostly about let's get in compliance with the law. You know, they were not happy.
You said the issue has come up with them before.
We brought this all up at a council of government meetings a year or so ago, and they weren't happy then, and we talked about it. And so I sent out, here's a rough draft. I'd love to come meet with you and talk to you about it. The mayor of Colville came and talked to me. The other mayors did not, and then they were very mad.
The news about the proposal made it into the local media, but Jasper said that happens with an open government.
One of the things that Mayor of Hennifer said is, well, why did I read this in the paper before I actually got it in the mail? You know, government is, we're supposed to be open and transparent. I wasn't going to send out such a letter and such a draft of agreement without the council knowing about it. And I have those discussions with the council in public sessions so everybody can know about it. That's how government's supposed to operate.
The COG group voted nearly unanimously to let the issue sit until a new sheriff is elected. But Jasper said the issue was not decided by the sheriff.
They also thought the agreement was with the sheriff and not the county. Sheriffs don't sign agreements. I mean, they get to decide how to deploy their forces, but they don't. It's a check and balance. The council controls their purse strings. I, on behalf of the council, sign all agreements for the sheriff's department. So waiting to see who the next sheriff is doesn't make a whole lot of difference. The law still requires each of those cities to have each mayor to arrange for some sort of law enforcement.
He said in the meantime, he's certainly got other tasks to work on.
I don't think we want to go sue the cities. We'll take our time. There's so many issues I can work on, Leslie. I worked on this one. I'll work on it again. But, you know, the world doesn't end. As one of the mayors said, well, we've been 115 years without an agreement. Why now? I don't know when the law was adopted. Each mayor has to do things. But, you know, it's the law is still the law. And I'm sure that they've had over the years these kind of handshake, wink, gentlemen's agreements. But that doesn't meet what the law says it's supposed to meet.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.